Fourth One. Boogie in the morning.
So, decision time for Arlene. We have organised a music festival for Arlene on Saturday, this coming Saturday, 2 days' time. Marty and I have organised everything, the staging, the lighting, the sound equipment, the bands, the food, the music, the food, the drinks, everything. We've organised the whole thing in less than 3 weeks. High five, Marty.
Yeah, that's good effort, I'd say.
OK, but Arlene got offered a ticket for Wimbledon. So what to do? Do you go to Wimbledon or do you stay here with your pals? So, Arlene, it's time for your decision.
Well, I got the email on Tuesday night, obviously, from Vicky.
Yeah. She offered you the ticket for Wimbledon.
Yeah. And within half an hour, I'd email back with my response.
Yeah.
I can't go. I've got a stupid blinking festival to go to.
Yay! Yay!
So you're staying with us?
Yes, of course I'm staying with you.
Oh, that's
Muppets.
Good of you, Arlene.
And had you already told her like 2 days ago you couldn't
yes,
go?
Yes, of course I had.
So the last 2 days of radio have been an utter waste of time then, is that what you're saying?
Yes, but it's been entertaining watching you two sweat.
Right, so genuinely you got offered a ticket
yes,
for Wimbledon for
I Saturday. Did. But no, you're my buddies. You've done all this for me. Of course I'm going to this stupid festival. It better be good, though.
Can't I guarantee that, Arlene.
No pressure now, then, eh?
I can't guarantee it's going to be good. What I can guarantee is it will happen. that's pretty much it. But, oh, good for you, Arlene.
But thank you for all of your messages of support. Oh, I tell you what, people get right humpty.
Oh, I tell you what, if you upset people,
oof.
You've split the nation more than David Cameron has this
Sorry
week.
Sorry for that, I was only joking.
Travel update.
Yeah, but you're going to stay with us and
of
you're going
course.
To the music festival.
Can I take the ticket for Wimbledon then?
No, you can't.
You don't want it.